Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Torre.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, the band Battles is in the studio to talk about its new record. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, here's Rachel Martin with the news.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The king of Saudi Arabia has pardoned a female rape victim who had been sentenced to 200 lashes. Her crime? Being alone with a man at the time of the attack who was not related to her. King Abdullah the pardon was reported in a Saudi Arabia newspaper today. The case had sparked international outcry. Even the White House issued rare criticism of the Saudi regime, saying it was, quote, astonished by the woman's sentence. The victim in the case was in a car with a male high school friend in 2006 when both were attacked and raped by several men. The perpetrators have been sentenced to between 2 and 9 years in prison. In Pakistan, a suicide bomber blew himself up among a group of army recruits in the northwestern part of the country today, killing 9 soldiers and wounding 4 others. The bombing was the first major attack since President Pervez Musharraf lifted the state of emergency 2 days ago. Musharraf said he declared the emergency, in large part, to quell a rising threat by Islamist militant groups. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but officials blame militants linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, who've expanded their influence in areas near the Afghan-Pakistan border. In news closer to home, much of the Midwest and Northeast is digging out of a heavy winter storm that hit over the weekend. A blend of snow, sleet, and freezing rain iced over highways and dumped more than 10 inches of snow in parts of Michigan and Vermont. The storm stranded air and roadway travelers and even caused a jetliner to skid off a runway. School districts across the region, including Michigan's largest in Detroit, canceled classes today, and slippery roads were blamed for 2 traffic deaths. Over the weekend, wind advisories in several states are expected to remain in place through this morning. And after 5 years and more than 700 performances, the queen of the power ballad is leaving Las Vegas.
Let the rain come down and wash away my tears. Let it feel my soul and draw my feet. Let it shine.
Celine Dion sang her swan song at Caesar's Palace over the weekend. It was the final performance of Dion's Las Vegas show called A New Day. On Saturday night, about 4,000 fans packed in to see the show. A New Day has been running in the custom-built Coliseum Theater at Caesar's since March 2003. It was billed as an elaborate concert / Cirque du Soleil spectacle with a cast of 50 dancers and musicians. During the 2-hour goodbye, Dion gave several speeches about her career and family. In February, Bette Midler will move into the spotlight at Caesars. Celine Dion will begin a worldwide tour of her new album, Taking Chances. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel.
Allison and Ture.
If you had free tickets to Bette or Celine in Vegas,
well,
which
would you go for? What you don't know about me yet, Ture, is that I'm a closeted Celine Dion.
No longer closeted.
No, she's out.
You are out.
I love the power ballad. I love it. I know people hate her, but I don't know. I love Bette Midler. I'd probably go Bette Midler, actually, because right. I really love Bette Midler. But they're both queens.
She's funnier.
She's way funnier. Yeah, right. She's more amusing.
We'll leave you to your Celine.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to something completely different at this moment.
Good luck with that segue.